let's learn the Shtikel Gemara, which we had learned already last week, because we did not learn Tosis. We had asked Akasha from the Mishnah on Abaraisa. The Mishnah says, Akireya Bachamosai Baalmeisai Bechola Mekalkalin Pturis. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Bokoponim bachamosoi in meisoi is potter. The Baraisa said, Akerei bachamosoi vaalmeisoi is chai. So there's a double kasha. There's a kasha of meisoi. The Mishnah says ye potter. The Baraisa says ye chai. Bachamosoi. The Mishnah says ye potter. The Baraisa says ye chai. So meisoi the Gemara took care of. So the Gemara says, the Meisai of the Baraisa is speaking about someone that is Chayiv L'Kroya Olov. So Memele, so that is not called a Mekalkul, that is called a Mesakit. Asha'en came, the Mishnah is speaking about a Meis that is, there's no Chayiv Kriya. There's no Chayiv Kriya, he's a Mekalkul. The Gemara asks, what are you going to do with Chamosoi? The Mishnah says, Kereya b'chamosoi is potter, is a mekalkul, and the Baraisa says, Kereya b'chamosoi is chai. So let us just eat more shtikul Gemara. Tinach meisoi. Meisoi, we've answered that one is a meis that's chai v'olob likroya, and one is a meis that is not chai v'olob likroya. Hello, chamosoi, achamosoi, kashe. So the Gemara answers, chamosoi, achamosoi, nami loy kashe. Horab Yehude, horab Shimon. Horab Yehude, the oma moloche, she'ein sriche legufo chayev oler. Hey, so the Brais is going according to Rab Yehude, that holds moloche, she'ein sriche legufo chayev oler. Even though he doesn't need the gufa kriya, as was then the maskonas haGemara was that he needs the kriya lemilme emese alanshe beisoi. That's why he needs the kriya. He doesn't need the kriya for the kriya itself. He needs the kriya as a tool lemilme emese alanshe beisoi that they should have their cheretz for him. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, even though I don't need the guf ha-meloche, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, ha-meloche she'en tzricha leguf is chay. In Hor Rab Shimon, the Mishnah is going according to Rab Shimon, the Omar ha-meloche she'en tzricha leguf ha-potter aleh. So since he doesn't need the kriyas ha-beget, he only needs the poil yoytzei, the lemil me'emis alan shebeisoi. So this is a meloche shein tzricha legufe, and therefore you are potter according to Rab Shimon. So that is the Gemara's teretz, that the Mishnah goes according to Rab Shimon, the Brais is going according to Rab Yehuda. That is the teretz of kereya b'chamosoi. And the kereya al-meisoi, we have the old teretz, that the meisai of the Mishnah is a meis she'ain tzorich likroya olov, and the meis of the Barais is speaking of a meis she'ain tzorich likroya olov. Now let us see Rashi. Rashi dibra masel ho Rab Yehuda. Umeisai a meisai, so now Rashi says, after the Gemara came to the conclusion that the Tana of the Baraisa is not the same Tana of the Mishnah. So Rashi says, Umeisoi Ameisoi Ochenami Ava Motzi L'Terutze. We could have also have said this Teretz, that what? That according, the Mishnah is going according to Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon holds Amaloche Shein Tzricha Laguf Es Potter. So here, I don't need the Kriya. I don't need the gufa kriya. I need the kriya only to be mekayim mitzvah kriya. So that's called, I need it litzayrich mitzvah, not litzayrich gufa kriya. So memela, therefore you are potter. And the Barais is going to Rabbi Yehuda that a Tzeirech Acher, even though you don't need the Guf HaMaloch, a Tzeirech Acher is also Chai. Umeisei ha-meisei, ochenami ha-vemotzi le-terutzei, with this terence. Elo mikora ahava lukminu kechatane, v'loi metuk me'elo kerab Yehuda. So Rashi says, ein ochenami. But first the Gemara wanted to say that Tzai the Mishnah and Tzai the Barais are going according to one Tane. So the Gemara held that the Mishnah is also going according to Rabbi Yehuda. So then we had a problem. The Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. So why is Nichayv Kerei Al-Meisa? Even though it's a Melocha Shein Tzrich Lagufa, he should still be Chayv. So therefore the Gemara to say that Meisa is speaking about a Meis that he's not Chayv L'Kroi Yolo. So some Emela there's no Tikkun, he's a Mekalka. V'loim etuk Melech Rabbi Yehuda, do Melocha Shein Tzrich Lagufa. He doesn't need the Gufa Kriya. But now that the Gemara was Noches, I will have to say that the Tana of the Mishnah is not the same Tana of the Baraisa from Kerei Bechamosai. So Rashi says, so now we could say that that is the reason why you are Potter by Kerei Al-Meisai, because Kerei Al-Meisai is a Malocha Shein Atzricha LeGufa. He does not need the Guf HaKriya. Let us see Tosfos. Ho Rab Yehuda v'ho Rab Shimon. Perish v'kunteris. The Baha'i Shinui Yenami Mishani d'loikoshe Meisa Yameisa. Now as for Enfield, the previous Kasha. V'ho d'loikomar Elo. So why didn't the Gemara say Elo that we have now a new Teretz? So therefore, the Gemara didn't mention Ella. The Kosha L'Ri. So the Ri asks on Rashi. The Al-Kochol, what does Rashi want to say? That now we don't have to say the previous teretz, that the Mishnah is speaking about Amei Shein Mutal Olav L'Koyv, right? So we can say the Mishnah is speaking of a meisha mutal olav, likroya olav, v'afal pikin, it's a malocha shein tzricha lagufa. So the Ri asks, tal kochoch tavayu b'meis di deyairi, v'loi b'meis da alme, kidiktoni b'braise de la'el di yotze yedei kriye. If we will say that both of the Baraises are speaking about the same case, and that the Mishnah is also speaking about the same case of the Baraisa, so we say it's speaking about a mace that's mutal olav likroya. V'imkein have meloche shetzricha legufa. So mele he does need the kriya. Ki even shehi tzeirach mitzvah kidemuchach lekamo. So now, the Divrei Hori needs a little explanation. The Ri holds, if a person does a pu'ula, and the only purpose he's doing this pu'ula is because there's a mitzvah to do this pu'ula, he doesn't need the pu'ula als pu'ula, but als mitzvah shaboy, he needs the pu'ula. So that is called a melocha hatzricha legufa. I need this melocha because there's a mitzvah to do this melocha. Kedemuchach lekamon. What is kedemuchach lekamon? The Gemara says later daf kuvava medalef that Rab Shimon holds that kol hamekalkalim pturim chutz mi choyvel umaber. Choyvel, let us speak about choyvel. Choyvel is a mekalkel, and even though he's a mekalkel, if a person is choyvel b'chavere, even though he's a mekalkel, he is chay. How does Rab Shimon know this? Because the Torah was matar mila b'shabbos. Now mila is a mekalkel. You mekalkel the guf atinik. You choyvel the guf atinik, and that yesod is a mekalkel. So the pu'ula sa mila, the pu'ula of the atovas dam bris, is a pula of kilkul to the tinnik. V'af al pikein, we need a posik to tell us that it's doiche Shabbos, but on the posik it would be considered a mechalo Shabbos. So we see from here that the mekalkel of chayvul is chayv. So the shaila is, why is he chayiv? L'chayre, he doesn't need the gufa chavola either. It's a meloche shein tzricha l'gufa. Does he need the gufa chavola? So we see from this that that's called, I do need the gufa chavola, because since there's a mitzvah, mutl, a lie, to make the mila, so that's considered, I need the chavola. It's a mekalkel. The tinnik, the nimu becomes mekulkel al yidei chavola. But al kaponim, I need the chavola because there's a mitzvah to make this chavola. So we see that what a person does, and that what he needs, if even though the whole necessity of this pa'ula is a mitzvah, that's called, I need this pa'ula. Even though the necessity is only a necessity of mitzvah. This is called Amaloch HaTzricha L'Gufa. So the Ri asks Akasha and Rashi, so why, what is Pshat and Rashi? Rashi says that if the Mishnah, that we could say now, that the Mishnah, since the Mishnah is going according to Rab Shimon, so therefore Kereyal Meisoi is Potter, because it's Amaloch HaShein HaTzricha L'Gufa. For Tosis, why is it considered Amaloch HaShein HaTzricha L'Gufa? Since it's a mitzvah to be kireya bigdoi, so I need this kriya. So this should be considered a melocha atzricha leguf. That is Taisvah's kasha. Now the Rishash asks a kasha on Taisvah, and the Emerson, the kasha is in the Rishonim. The Rashba asks the kasha on Taisvah, and the Ritva brings down this kasha. He says, Taisvus is telling us a gewaltike yesod, that if a person is doing a pa'ula l'tzayrech mitzvah, even though the only reason he's doing it because there's a mitzvah to do it, so that's called amalocha tzricha legufa. I have to do this pa'ula because of the mitzvah. So that's called, I need the gufa amalocha. We had before, hamaytzi meis lekavroi. So the Gemara says, according to Rab Shimon, you're potter. So why are you potter according to Rab Shimon? This should be considered a meloch hatzricha legufa. So the Rashba wants to fa'emfer Toisvis, and he wants to say as follows, that it could be that there they're speaking about that it's not mutl or lie to be mekavel the mace. I'm not mechuyiv to be mekavel the mace. So therefore, that doesn't become a melocha hatzricha legufa. Let someone else do it. It's not mutal olai. So memeil, so that's not called that I need the haitzah. He said, my she'en came by kriya. I do need the kriya. If it's speaking about that it's one of the zayin kroivim, so memeil, he has to make the kriya. So here, I have to make the kriya. Here, the mitzvah is not mutal olai. So the Rashba asks, Soy Bezoi, Voltoiski Kuma, what'll be by a mace mitzvah? A mace mitzvah that is mutul olov lekovroi, so then that would be considered a meloch atzricha legufe. And the steam is loshen a gemore, Aistachois, that according to Rab Shimon, hamoitzi mace lekovroi is called a meloch ashein atzricha legufe. So I don't know exactly what the Rashba did with the Raya of Tosfos. Tosfos has a Raya from the Gemara Vayta by Mila. Mila Vayta Tosfos is called a Meloch HaTzricha LeGufa, even though the only, and there you have to say it's speaking about a Mila that's Mutal Olov. Why is either speaking about Mila Sa'av, or it's speaking about, and the Rashba wanted to be mitzadet that stamazay a mace, not a mace mitzvah, so it's not mutal olai lekovroi. Someone else can do it. So why is mila called a melocha tzricha leguf als the mitzvah? So the pasuk is only speaking about a father, or there's no other moil. Al koponim, that is pshat and Tosfos kasha. Eisus Tosfos has a raya from the Gemara further daf kuvot, that a tzorech mitzvah is called a melocha tzricha legufa. If I need this pu'ula for a mitzvah that's mutal alai, that's called melachas richa legufa. So therefore, Tosfos did not understand Rashi. So how would it be good if the Mishnah is going according to Rab Shimon? He should still be chayav. It's a melachas richa legufa. And we have this problem of hamaitzi meis lekavroi, which is not considered a melachas richa legufa. V'nira l'ri. So therefore, the Ri says, "Fakert, it is a malacha tzricha legufa. Loi metaretz elo chamosoi achamosa. Fakert, the Gemara now only answered chamosoi achamosa. Chamosoi achamosa. The Gemara says he doesn't need the etzem kriyas abegit. He only has a zaitike te'elas lemil mi'emsal anshei beisoi that they should be scared of him. Now that's called I don't need the kriya." I need the result of the kriya, the effect of the kriya. So that's called a melacha shein tzricha legufa. Avo ba'al meisoy leplegi. The b'meis da'al me'manavshech. If it is not his meis, that there's no chiyuv kriya, potter the mekalkalu. Or b'meis the day, the ikar mitzvah. Choshev Misakin. It's called Tzaya Melocha Tzricha Legufe. And it's called a Misakin. So now, Tosis wants to speak about a new Hagedorah. There's a new problem involved. Aval Gavda Lekamon Mashme De Letzoyrech Mitzvah Lechoshev Rav Shimon Tikal. Do Yalev Mimile Vavores Baskoyin De Mikalkul Vachabure Vavore Chayim. So now Tosis says, but there's another problem, not the shtikteira that Rashi had said, but there's another problem. We mentioned before, Rab Shimon and Daf Kuvava Medal learns out from Mila, that Mila is the teira said that it is a meloche, and Bachopiken it is Deiche Shabbos. It is a mekalkul. So we see from here that meleches chayvel is chayv even though it is a mekalkul. Now, why is this considered a mekalkel? L'cheira, I'm doing a mitzvah. So, Vaistoi said, Rav Shimon held that we have to be mechalik. L'gabi the din melocha tzricha legufe. If I need this chavola, I need the chavola because I need it l'tzeirach mitzvah. So, it's called a melocha tzricha legufe. Ma she'ein kein l'gabi the shayla, is this pu'ula a tikkun or a kilkul? That what I have a mitzvah. The tinnik is still chavul. The tinnik is mekukul. So we see that Rab Shimon holds that the mitzvah, that the moyel is mekayim, does not make the maise mila ois mekalkul. So memela, so now Tosfos wants to say, so lochere Rashi's cheshben is gerecht, not the way Rashi cheshben does, but also a different cheshben. That if we will assume that the Mishnah is going according to Rab Shimon, and for Rab Shimon we see klal that a tzairich mitzvah does not make it a misakin, it's still called a kilkul. So we have a good teretz that since the Mishnah is going according to Rab Shimon, so he's ruining a beggar. The Begad is getting torn, so even though he's Mekayim HaMitzvah, but the Begad is still Mekulko, it's a ruined Begad. So Memele, so therefore you are Potter according to Rab Shimon. Darf man doch nicht sagen that it is speaking about that, so we don't have to say that it's speaking about that it's not Mesa. If it's Mesa, Rab Shimon holds a Tzorech Mitzvah is not considered a Tiko. Yeah. So Tosfos says no. Hosam mekalkul hu legamri. Over there by Mila, he's a mekalkul. She'einoi tzorech acha. Elumashu tzorech mitzvah. There, the only tzorech is the mitzvah sheboy. That means there's no other tikkun that is coming from the Mila. Avi gabi kriyas ovo avi tikkun abeged al yedei kriya sheyuchal lelovshoi b'chol shoh. The isboy chimu. So Tosfos answers as follows, that b'emison, the mitzvah of kriya by an oval is not only pshat as a mitzvah to tear the beged he's wearing. Fakel, that's a seder. An oval has to wear a beged karua. For example, halacha is that al ovi ve'imoy, if he's machlif the beged, he wants to put on a different beged, so he has to tear the second beged. By other kraivims, abshat is about this beged that he's wearing, he has to make, if he changes the beged, there's no chiyav kriya. But al kaponim, the first beged he's wearing, he's mechuyev al kaponim to tear this beged, to wear a beged karua. But as the Ramban explains, that even if he'll take it off the next minute, but there's a chiyuv, there's not a chiyuv to tear begodim. There's a chiyuv to tear the beged I am wearing. So fakir zal kaponim, there's a chiyuv on all mechiyov kriye for 1 second to wear a beged karua. So memele, this is matir me to wear this beged. So this is a tikkun in the beged that I can wear it now. And the isbay chimum, the beged is mechamami. That means before the kriya, I'm not allowed to wear the beged. There's a chiva me to wear beged karua. So memele. So therefore, Taishu says, so this is considered a tikkun in the beged taket. This is mater the levishus habeged. The Loshon Ramban, the mikri meloche, oh, he speaks the meloche atzrich legufe, shetzoich oz beged korua, the zehu malbushoi ba'isei shoh. That means, for this minute, I have to wear a beged karua. Eis likhoya ve'eis litzvah. But there's an eis that he has to wear a beged karua. So memele, so the Ramban says that's what makes it a melocha tzricha legufa also. And Taisvis holds the mitzvah makes it a melocha tzricha legufa. But al kaponim, the heta levisha, Sheyuchal alofshay bechol shod the heta levisha. That's called a tikkun in the beged. That's one chilek. Ve'oid k'moishem mechalek lekaman rabbeinu tam. The hosom atikim bo lepsoif. There, why isn't it called a mesakin? Because the tikkun comes later. Shebishas chabure vahavore einei bo hersha mitzvah dagmar. So memele, so be'etzem, a mitzvah is also called a tikkun. Just like a mitzvah makes it a meloch hatzricha legufe, so a mitzvah makes it a tikkun also. It's not called I'm a mekalkel, I'm called I'm a mesakin, I'm doing a mitzvah. Why mele is not called a mesakin? Because B'shas tchilas hachabure, he wasn't mekayim the mitzvah yet, and aval piken he was a chayvul. So memela, therefore, he is called a mekalkel. Aval hoche, b'shas kriye bo atikun. Here the tikun, the kiyam mitzvah, comes with the kriye for lechoshev kilkul. So memela, so Taisvis is chaylik an Rashi, and Taisvis says that a filu, we say that the Mishnah is going according to Rab Shimon. If the Mishnah would be speaking about Meisai, he should be chayav afilu according to Rab Shimon. Atzayrich mitzvah makes it a melocha atzricha legufe, and the according to Rabbi Natan, the mitzvah makes it a tikkun because the kiyam mitzvah comes with basachas with the kriya or the previous svara. That since the kriya is matter the levishus habeged, so that alone is called a tikkun. Loitzriche de ka'ovad lemirme emese alin shebeise. So the Gemara says that the kereya b'chamose in the Bereise that is chayev is speaking about that he's doing it to be matal ema al anshei beisa. And the Mishnah is also speaking about that case, but the Mishnah is going according to Rab Shimon, so that's a malacha shein tzricha legufe. The Brais is going according to Rab Yudah. So Taisu says, hashte, have a motzi lehuk mitabayu ke Rab Yudah. Really, the Gemara could have remained that side the Mishnah and side the Brais is going according to Rab Yudah. And the Mishnah is speaking about Le'ovad L'milma Emese, so Memele, then he's a Mekalko. The Belavochi Mokmina Lekamon Kerab Yehuda, the Ama Mekalko V'chabure Pota. We'll say the next Bove in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Tvi Alochas, Akerei Almeisoi, Akerei Bechamosoi, and Mekalko V'chabure. And later the Gemara is going to say in Daf Kuvov, as Mekalkul B'chaburi goes only according to Rab Yehuda. So Memela, the Gemara, it wasn't necessary to say this whole shtick Teure, that Ho Rab Shimon V'Ho Rab Yehuda. The Gemara could have said Ho V'Ho Rab Yehuda. And just like by Mace, it is speaking about a Mace that is not Chuyiv L'Kroya, so Chamosi is speaking about that he's not Matal Eim Salan She Beis. El Neich, look me, Mas Nisin, the David Lamilma Amese, the Ibachamosai Pshita the Potter, the Ibachamosai Grey, the Pshita the Potter. He says the Gemara wanted to say that the Mishnah is telling us a Chiddush. The person's family wanted to vent his anger, he goes and tears his baggage, that's Poshit, he's a Mekalkul. And it says, Kol HaMekalkul in Pturim. So why does it say, Kerei Bachamosai? This person is a Mekalkul. So therefore, the Gemara wanted to say that the Mishnah is speaking about Lemilmi Amis Alanshe Besoy. Afal Pikein, it is called a Mekalkul. So why is it that way? I lechayre that is a tikkun is Misakin Lagabi Anshe Besoy. So therefore, the Gemara said, because the Mishnah is going according to Rab Shimon that all the Malachish and Tzricha Lagufa is Potter. Zok the Gemara weiter. Omar Rab Shimon ben Pazi, Omar Rab Yeshua ben Levi, Mishum Bar Kapore, Kol Hamoirid Dmois Al Odom Kosher, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Soifron, Meinichon, Beveiz Gnozot. The Rebbein Shalom counts the tears, Meinichon, Beveiz Gnozot. Shenemar, Nudi Safarto, Ato Simo Dimosi, Benoidecho, Haloi, Besifro Secho. The Mephoshim say that the union of Beis Gnozov is another Maimah Chazal. Ein la Kodesh Baruch Hu the Beis Gnozov elo oitzer shol yire shamayim bilvat. What does the Rabbein Shalom have by Beis Gnozov? Yire shamayim. Because hakol bidei shamayim chutz mi yire shamayim. Yire shamayim has to come from Klal Yisrael. So Memele, that is what the Rebbein Shalom does not have. That is what Klal Yisrael gives. So Memele, these demois, the Marsha says, that these are demois of Yireh Shamayim. Why are they demois of Yireh Shamayim? Rav Dessler wants to say that Kol HaMoirid demois al Odom Kosher. The demois are that it's nechsar min ha'olam an odam kosher. A person who's a yirei shemayim, who by him an iker is yirei shemayim, he realizes the chshivis of an odam kosher. So memele, so he's meirid demois al odam kosher. Take he a yirei shemayim. Is understands the hefsid and the chesaron of the histalkus of an odom kosher, so he's meirid mois. So these are the mois which were yoyred mitoich yireh shemayim. Is therefore soifron umanichon bebeis gnozov. The Onof Yosef wants to say soifron that the Rebbein Shalom counts them umanichon bebeis gnozov. He says there are a few in Yonim that bring about the inyan of Herodas the Mois. is an Indian that an Adam kosher, there's nostalgic, some Amela, he realizes that the Hashpo, an Adam kosher, is Mashpia, Toiv Loilom, this will be Nechsar. That's one Hefsid. There's a Hefsid of perhaps the Chochme or the Tzitkis that the Adam kosher had, which now is non-existent. There's an Indian of Hagone, that an Adam kosher, Hayesh Ba'eit Soimayin, that an Adam kosher is Megin. There's an Indian that the Mises Tzadikim is similar to Tzreifas Beis HaLakeinu. There are different Bechines of Hefsid and Chesorim that come about through the Stalkus of an Adam kosher. Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Seifron. That means each Bechine is a different Indian, a different Cheshivis. But each person is makir in the hefsid and his talkus of an adam kosher, so that's the seifa. Other seifshat, kol amoyrid the mois al adam kosher, is speaking about a saftan. If a saftan is moyrid the oilam, that they should amoyrid the loshen hifil. He makes that people should be moyrid the mois al adam kosher. Kadish Baruch Hu Seifro and the Menichem Bebeis Kinozov of the saftan. That means all these the mois, which were nistaviv, Al Yedei Espeidoi, so that's a chelik of his chusim. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Kol HaMisatzel BeEspeidei Shel Chocham Roi LeKovroi BeChayev. A person is Misatzel BeEspeidei Shel Chocham Roi LeKovroi BeChayev. Here, Rav Dessler explains why is he Misatzel BeEspeidei Shel Chocham. That means he, the Espeidei Shel Chocham, he's not masig the chesorin, the cholol that came about through the istalkus of the Chocham. If one will be masig, that Torah is kihem chayenu, and with the Chocham around, there was a hashpo of chayim, and without the Chocham, we are missing this chelik of Chaim that was Ba'olam. I remember Rabban Zecheinu Lebracha when he was maspid, Rabbi Zalman. So he said as follows, he said that, nu, Ba'olam trachtach, er's given a zokein, and we have his svarim. So Mameila, what is the hefset? So he said then, the Svarim is Teire Shebeksav. And Rabbi Zalman was alive, we was able to Teire Shebeksav, to hear from Rabbi Zalman, that's Teire Shebalpe. It's a different Chochme, it's a different Hasogin Teire, and that is non-existent anymore. A person who is Masik, Kihem Chayenu, realizes the Hefsid of the histalkus of a chochem, so this chochme, which was existent, is non-existent anymore. So memeila, he's misoyre v'espeidei shel chochem. A person who's misatzel, so this bechina of chayim, bechlal doesn't mean anything to him. No, stamazoy, yen, the mensch is nishda. No, it's nishda, so what's it? So memeila, he has a bechina, so by him his whole musig of chayim is only a chayim of gashmir. Is roi lekovroi bechayev. So roi lekovroi bechayev means that memela, so his whole chayim is a bchina of rishoyim bechayim kriyim meisim. He doesn't have any pnimius to kechayim. He doesn't have a bchina of kiyem chayenu. So memela roi lekovroi bechayev. Shenema vayikpuru oisoi. This is speaking about the kvur of Yeshua. Bigvur nachlose betim naser hashe bahar Ephraim mitzvoin lahar goash. And this har goash is not a simon at all. So lahar goash chazal darshan melamed sherogash aleim har lohurga. That the har wanted to be mekabel then. Sherogash aleim har lohurga. Omer rabchiye barab omer rabbi yechanin. Kolam is atzel bespeidei shol chocham einei marich yom mide keneged mide shenemo besaso beshalcho teriveno saso besaso is a loshen of mide, that means wie er hat sich gefühlt, also fühlt man sich mit dem. So Rashi says, Mida keneged Mida, hu loy nisabel, al shen iskatsru yemei achochem. That means this kitzel did not mean anything to him, it doesn't have any chashivas. Is af lechayov lo yachusha min ha-shamayim. So his life also doesn't have achshivas ba-shamayim. Is memeila einay marich yomim. Eisvei rabchiye barabba l'rabi yoichanin. Says in the posik, vayavdu ho'om es Hashem kol yemei yoishua. V'chol yemei hazkenim. Asher harichu yomim achre yoishua. So it says the zekeinim were marich yomim achre Yehoshua. So l'cheire, we just had before, that they were not maspatim karoi. They were misatzel bespeide shel chochem. This is this pasuk speaking about Yehoshua. And you're telling me now that ain't they marich yomim take. And here the pasuk says, asher harichu yomim achre Yehoshua. They were marich yomim. Amalai, so Rabbi Yochanan told Rabbi Chiye, Babloi, he was from Bovel, Yomim Arichu, Shonim Loi Arichu. The Pasuk is Meduyik, Asher Arichu Yomim. But it doesn't say that they were Marich Shonim. Even though the Gemara was named Marich Yomim, but here it seems that seems it didn't mean any marich yomim. It means here. It means ribu ishanim. It would seem. Elo meyato leman yirbu yemeichem vimei veneichem. If there's such a diuk that is ariches yomim, which is does not mean shanim, it says leman yirbu yemeichem vimei veneichem yomim v'lo ishanim is broche shanim. So that's me, the Ben Yoyoda says, Pshat Broche Shani, that when we give a Broche, it's better not to be Megala the Broche. Because when there's a Gili of the Broche, Verta Kitruk. So Memele, when you speak about the Broche, what is going to be, you're Master the Broche. You speak about Ribu Yom, you don't speak about Shom. Masheinken over here, here the Pasuk is speaking about what had occurred. Asher Harichu, this is Lachar HaMaiseh. So let the Pasuk tell us the whole thing that had occurred. The whole thing was that Harichu Shonim, it wasn't Harichu Shonim, it was only Harichu Yomim. Zot Rashi, Bavloi the Mibovel Solik. Yomim Harichu, so what does that mean? Yomim Harichu Veloi Shonim. So Rashi says, Shekolu Yemeyim Betu. There wasn't ribu yomim adds up to shonim. It was ariches yomim. That means long days, pshat, that they were enjoyable days. Shekolu yemeyim betoyf. The choshev ariches yomim. This is considered ariches yomim, even though it is not ribu yomim. Kedamrinim v'seida yomim. Ki yoyrech yomim ushnois chayim yoysifu. So the Gemara asks, it's a very modern lashon, ushnois chayim yoysifu. V'chi yesh lecha shonim shel chayim v'shonim she'enom shel chayim. What is the title shnois chayim? Omer Rabbi Lozer, eilu shnoisov shel odom, she'mishapchis olov miro l'toiva. So shnois chayim is if a person was living through bad years, and all of a sudden, nishapcha olam l'toive, so that's called shnois chayim. Now he's starting to live. So what is the ray from the posik? So the rif, the Inyakev explains that Rashi held that when there's shnois chayim, it's called oirich yom. When there's shnois chayim means nishapcha l'toive, so that zman is called oirich yom. So Eirich Yomi means when it's Mevala B'toyv. What is Pshat in the Posik? Vayavdu ho'om es Hashem kol yimei Yeshua v'chol yimei ezkeinim asher harichu yomim achre Yeshua. So what is the Posik telling us? That they had good days. Vi kumtos harayim? I mean, if the Posik is telling us that that the mail of the om vayavdu ha'om es Hashem kol yemei eskenim, which lasted a long time. So mail is good. So that's telling us the mail of the om. But if a shericha yomim means that the eskenim had good days, so we come to sarayin in the pasuk. So the Rif answers, shat in the pasuk is as follows: vayavdu ha'om es Hashem kol yemei eskenim. So memeile, so this kainim, this come to yashikayach this kainim. So this kainim should have had ribu yomim, not only arichis yomim. So, but the kainim were only asher. Why weren't they zoiche to arichis yomim? No, asher arichu yomim. The only was zoiche to arichu yomim because it's after Yeshua, because it's after the mice of Yeshua. Since they weren't masbid Yeshua. So memele, even this chus of vayavdom es Hashem, which was al yodom, was not sufficient that they should be zeiche tarich hashonim, because they were not maspid Yeshua kilchosoy. They were misatzel bespeida. V'omer Rab Chiya v'rabe omer Rab Yochanan, echod min ha'achim shemeis yidagu kol ha'achim. Yidago zetrashi yiru min hamise. Yidago kolachin kulon. Echad bibnei chabure shemeis, tidak kolachabure kulon. Omru lo demeis godol, va omru lo demeis kotten. When is there an inyan of yidago, so to say demeis godol, yesh lidak hoil visholto midas adin b'roish habayis. Va omru lo demeis kotten, shebi kalkolem aschilem min hakotten. But that's a yin of haschola. So memela haschola l'chayra means that there will be a continuation. Is therefore as yidagul kol achabura. Let us see the Tosfos Yeshanim. Sheroga shalayim oho mishum blay ashkechen d'chsiv bei vayivku oisai shloishim yoyim kemoy b'moy shev'arim. So by stories that they were not misabel karoi an Yehoshua. Zog the Gemara weiter. We had in the Mishneh, V'chol ha-mikalkalen pturim. Toni Ravabo kamei de Rabbi Yochanan. Kol ha-mikalkalen pturim, he told them over a baraise, chutz mi-choyvel u-mavir. Choyvel u-mavir is one of the Lamatas Melochets, and there, even though he's a mikalkal, he's also chayev. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, chutz mi-choyvel ba-odom, the mekalkel hu, he's a mekalkel, there's no mesak, and that's what he's choyvel ba-odom, v'chayev. The snan, he had a mishnah. Ha-choyvel b'chaveiroi b'shabes, potot mi-lo-shalem, or potot mi-kulom, mivnei shenidoim b'navshoi, so you see, he's a mechal o-shabes. He said, kim lo b'darab minei. Ah, he's a mekalkul. So you see that mekalkul b'chabur is chay. Umavir es agodish mekalkulu. He's also mekalkul. He's destroying. V'chay k'desnan v'hu she'idlik es agodish poto minat ha'shlumim v'bnei she'nidoin b'nafsha. So it seems that Rav Abo had a raya from two mishnayas that melech es choyvel umavir. Even though they're mekalkalim, it's the also chay. Amalei nipsi, it seems said a baraisa, he had a baraisa. Amalei poik toni lebro. Choyvel umaver einoi mishneh. Others say einoi mishneh means it's zevi beishami mokim beisilul einoi mishneh. It's not a libe de ilchase. You do not accept this baraisa. That means there's no difference between choyvel umaver in all other lametes melachos. Ve'im timtzaloyim mishneh. Aye, we do have two stam mishnayos. He says we have here. His our mishnah says v'chol amekalkul and pturim. And there you have two mishnayos that advise to us that a mekalkul is chayiv. Chayvul ba'odom, chayvul b'chaveira is potom mitashlumim in lamaver es agodish. So chayvul betzorich lekalboy maver betzorich la'afrei. So Memela there speaking about that he's not a mekalkel. He's misaken. Let us see what Rashi says. Eine Mishne, the mekalkalu pota. A mekalkalu pota. There's no such thing that a mekalkalu is chai. Aye, there it says that he's a machalo Shabbos. V'tzorich ledam hayoytze minachavola lekalba. He needs the dam. V'mekalkalu eitzel nechbal. So even though there's a kilkul eitzel nechbal, mesakenu eitzel akelef. So that is called a tikkun. That means if you take everything in consideration that is being done, kalkul felta meleches machsheves, this is called a tikkun. The kelev hot was suresen. Zog the gemara weiter. V'hanans nan kol ha-mekalkulim pturim. So Rashi says, this is a kash and rabba bo. Os nan kol ha-mekalkulim pturim. Kol ha-mekalkulim. Afilu choy v'lo maver. The koshin adodi, so comes out, it's a stira in two mishnayis, two stam mishnayis. There it says, chayvel o maver is chayv, and it says chayvel maver is pot, ul rava bo porch. So he says like this, masnisen tab yehude, the koshin vafilo chayvel o maver, the koshin adodi, seems, not the kash, it seems the kash of the barais. So the Gemara says, Masnisin Rabbi Yehuda says that Choybel Umaver is also potters going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Beraise Rab Shimon. The Beraise that Rabbi Bo said over that Kolam Ekalkulim Pturim Chutz Mechoybel Umaver, that is going according to Rab Shimon. My time at the Rab Shimon. What is the time of Rab Shimon? That Rab Shimon holds that these two melachos are different, and you don't need melachos machshavos. Is mit itzrich kral a mishrei mila, a chayvul ba'alme chay. Is the Torah was mata mila, mila zamekalkel. Is a chayvul ba'aval pikein the Torah to be mata. So why is the chayis that chayvul even though he's a mekalkel is chay? But the osa rachmona havore gabi baskoyim. Shma mino mave baal mechay, Aboris Baskoin is also a mekalko. Rabbi Yehuda. I, Rabbi Yehuda, holds that kol ha-mekalkulim pturim. So we have a problem. So why did the Torah have to be matar mile? And why did the Torah aser Aboris Baskoin in Shabbos? It's a mekalko. Rabbi Yehuda also mesakenu kidarabashi. Omar Rabashi, Mali Lesakin Mile, Mali Lesakin Keili, Mali Lavashal Psila, Mali Lavashal Samon. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Masnissen Rab Yehuda, the Islay Mekalkul Bachabure Potter. Rab Yehuda holds Mekalkul Bachabure is Potter. Zot Rashi, he says, so Rabbo is telling us there's a Machloikis Tanoim. The Bereis is going according to Rab Shimon. And Rab Yehuda hold that Mekalkul is pot. Lo yisparish heichel. Where do we see this machloikis? That Rab Yehuda holds Mekalkul is pot. Rab Shimon holds his chai. The linire, so Rashi now found a makoyer that this shaila, if Mekalkul is chayiv by Chabura or not, is totally in a different machloikis of Rab Yehuda and Rab Shimon. Rashi explains as follows. Mas nisn Rab Yehudi. The Omar Moloche She'eino Tzricha Legufe Chayiv Ole. That even though he doesn't need the Gufa Moloche, he needs a Poyol Yoitze from the Moloche, but he doesn't need the Gufa Moloche. This is also called Meleches Machsheves. You don't need the Gufa Moloche. Hilkach, chiyuve de choyvel, betzorich le kalboy. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you could say that choyvel is chayev, betzorich le kalboy. Umavir, betzorich le afroy mashkach aslo. The af al pi, the mekalkul hu eitzel melocha atzmo. That is true. The etzem melocha is a mekalkul. Misakenu eitzel acherim. And since the whole purpose of the malacha is letzayrech kalboy or letzayrech hefer, and that is considered also a malacha atzrich, you don't need the guf a malacha. Any purpose, a filo azaitike purpose, also makes it malachas machshevis. So this purpose creates that the malacha is a mesakit. Because if the purpose is taken into consideration, you don't need that the malacha has to be the tzayrech. A zaitike purpose could also be the tzayrech. It's also called hamalacha hatzriche. It's also called malachas machshevis. A zaitike purpose is also machshev the malacha. So the zaitike purpose can create that this is called a mesaken. Rabbi Yehuda ki hai gavne malacha hu. Mishum tikun achere. So it is called a malache. It is called malaches machsheves because of the tikun that is being done eitzel achere. The kelev is getting his lunch and he's getting eifer eventually. Avol mekalkul veine misaken. But what if a person will do something destructive without any constructive purpose? Potter. So then it'll take a be potter. Va'aval gav, that is the svar of Rabbi Yehuda. Va'aval gav the reishe de mas nisen. Ukimne ke Rab Shimon. So my mail is Rashi is saying that what Rabbi Yochanan said, that if you will find a choyvel that is chayiv, that's only betzorich lekalboy, that can only be going according to Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda holds the malacha shen tzrich leguf is chayiv. Aval gav de reishe de masnisen o kimne ke Rab Shimon, diktoni ke reya al meisoi potter. Really, the Gemara said it al chamose, Rashi said it wasn't al meisoi. Sefer Rab Yehuda. He said, the Rishonim ha-moire and Rashi, it's a moire dik doichik. To make this a reishe in a sefer, it says, a ke reya b'chamose, v'chol ha-mekalkulam p'turim. And it's mamish p'turim says, after the two halachas, and it's going according to two tannaim, kol mekalkulam is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, nakereya b'chamos is going according to Rabbi Shimon, which is a very big doichik. Ubereisa Rabbi Shimoni, the bereisa that says the oma malacha she'ena tzriche, the bereisa Rabbi Shimoni. So what shayches does it have to Rabbi Shimon? The Oma Malacha She'ena Yitzricha Legufe Potter Olam. If you do not need the Gufa Malacha, if the Gufa Malacha is not needed, so and the Malacha is done because of a different purpose, you Potter. Hilkach Ein Lecha Choyvel Umavir She'en Mekalk. So every chayvel or mavil, the melacha that he is doing, the chavola that he is making, and the havola that he is making, these are pulis of destruction. She'ein mekalkel. Vafilu mavir eitzim. L'tzayrich k'dei rosoi. So Rashi says, afilu a person is consuming eitzim, fuel, because he wants to cook something. So memele, so the purpose of this havore is letzayrich tikkun. That's right. I'm ruining the wood in order I should be able to have to cook some food. So I'll call upon him. So the tzayrich of the havore, is the bishul. But if you look at the etzem havore, mikalkul etzel etzem. He's mekalkel the eitzim. Umashu misakin. That is the malacha. The malacha is the kiloyin eitzim. So that is a malacha of kilkul. Umashu misakin eitzel acherim. Aye. If everything will be taken into consideration, if the tzairich will be taken into consideration, so this is considered construction, not destruction, because lamaise, from this pool I'm getting food. Rabbi Shimon Lechoshev, that doesn't go into the cheshbon. The amalacha she'ein etzricha legufei. This purpose is not It's not the guf amalochia. That is not that is a purpose. So why is one chayiv by every habola seitzim? Why is one chayiv by every habola? Ela mishum de mekalkel b'chavola b'avora chayiv k'diyalef lekame. Where do we learn it from? The itzer ekro b'yoyim hashmini b'yoyim yaseira. Vafilu b'shabbos. Umile chayivel hu. The Torah was mater mechlal d'shar mekalkelim b'chavur chay. That vice versa is called a chilul shabbos, and you need a heter of mila to be mater chavola. B'diyos ha-rachmon ha-vore de-bas kohen b'shabbos. So memele, so you see also, why did the Torah answer it? The ha-vore of the bas kohen, the mekalkel. That is the svore of Rab Shimon. And so we see the Torah answer the ha-vore, the Torah to be mater chavola, so we see both of them are called melochim. What does Rabbi Yehuda hold? What did Rabbi Yehuda do with these two rayas? Is Mali misakin keili, Hanami misakin gavrohu, v'yesh meloche betikun ze. So the Rashba's mevayer, according to Rashi, that this Rabbi Yehuda is saying l'shitosai. That means there are two factors here. There's a mitzvah to be malatinik. That makes it a melocha tzricha legufa. The one who is doing he has to make this chavola because it's a mitzvah to make the chavola. But the mitzvah does not make it a misakin. The etzem pool is a pool of kilkul. Now, through this chavola, the tinnik becomes misukin. What's the tikkun of the tinnik? Is mutati trume, is mutati the kolben pesach. So this is a poyel yaitze from the melacha. From the melacha, the tinnik will become misukin. But that's called a melacha shein tzricha legufa. That is not the gufa melacha. That is a tzairich study. So b'meil, if one is doing it for the tzairich study to be misakin, so yistamazay potter. He's doing it, he wants to make a chavola. No, it comes out that tzairich tzdodi. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, that a tzairich tzdodi becomes mitzurif to the meloche, that is part of the meloche. So memele, so if this is part of the meloche, so memele, so we can say that this whole meloche is not, so weighing all factors, we say this is not meloche of destruction, it's construction. We're being misakin. The tinnik, he's now mutter betrume bekolben pesach. But that's according to Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda holds we can take a tzairich study also into consideration. It becomes part of the melacha. Rabbi Shimon can't hold like this. Bishul psila shumadlik psila shaleiva. The havara is to that he's madlik, the psila shal eiva, the noisna l'soich pia, the derech bishul huze, the chayiv ala bishul she'enei mikalkul ha'eva bebishuloi, elo misakein v'tzayruf. Now the Rashbiz mevayir this Rashi as follows. Be'emison, the mitzvah is Sreifes bas koyin. The pasuk says by bas koyin you burn har and the you burn the bas koyin and the boil. So there's a din sreife. How is she burnt? The sreife is that the aver that is melted is goes into her b'nei ma'ayim and burns the bas koyin. That is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to burn the bas koyin through the hatochas ha'eva, through melting the eva. That's how you burn the bas koyin. Burning the bas koyin is a kilkul. You mekalkul her. That's for sure. Eilach ha'kilkul g'dayla mizu. she becomes mekulkul. It is a mitzvah to be mekalkula, but that doesn't make it a iskilkul. In the Torah, asseled this reife, so you see that this kilkul, you see that even though this is considered a havore, you are being mavir the ishe, this is called, you're burning the ishe, this is a havore, and you chayiv on this havore, even though it is a kilkul to the ishe. So, Rav Shimon holds that havore is chayiv, even though it is a mekalkul. So the Torah is megal, you don't need meleches machsheves, but meleches havore. Rabbi Yehuda Lishitosa, he says, you don't have to look at the melach is taket to burn her. But something else is occurring also. Lemaise, while the process of burning her says to be madlik the psile shaleva, and the psile that is melting, so the psile is getting this bashel with that that you're madlik the psile. So Mamela, so Rabbi Yehuda holds, so this is considered a tikkun. So that means when you are burning the baskoyin, you are doing two things. You're taka being mekalkal the baskoyin, but there's a tikkun in the aver also. This is not the meloche what you want to do. The meloche, the mitzvah is to burn her. But lemaise, this is a poil yoitze from the meloche. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, that a meloche shein tzricha leguf is also chayiv, that means other tzrochim that come out from the meloche become a tzuruf to the meloche. So we can say, in this whole situation, there's tikkun also involved. The tikkun is not in the baskoyen and his refes. The tikkun is in the eifa and the eiva ramiz bashelis. That is a tikkun to the eiva. But that is dafka only according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Shimon, that tikkun doesn't fall into consideration because the whole din is only on the guf hamalacha. The guf hamalacha which the Torah asked, that's the sreifas baskoyin, and that this kulkul alo. The Rashba asks, according to Rashi, what is by other Mises Besden? Why are they also not Deiche Shabbos? According to Rabbi Yehuda, he asks, why isn't it Deiche Shabbos? What is there the Tikkun? So he says, there the Tikkun is that it'll be out of Romy Kirbecha. The Kuf is a Tikkun It's a Tikkun study that Klal Yisrael does not have these Rishoyim anymore. But that is only considered a Tikkun according to Rabbi Yehuda. And he says, Rashi could have said this by Sreifa also, but in the Sreifa, in the Etzim pool of the Sreifa, there's another Tikkun. It's a Tikkun of the Bishul Psila. Samonim Shel Meleches HaMishka. Let us start Tosfos. Chutz Michayvo Lomavir, Omar Loi Poik Toni Lebro. Peirish Rabbeinu Shmuel. And this is Rabbeinu Shmuel is going up in Dalkoi Shal Rashi. The Rav Abohu Sova Kirab Shimon. Rav Abohu holds like Rav Shimon. The Oma Mekalkul Bechabur Chayit. And that's what Rav Abohu said. Kola Mekalkul Mturim Chutz Michayvo Lomavir. The Rabbi Yochanan that disagrees with him. Savolok Rabbi Yehud, the Amma Mekalkul Bachabure Ubahavore Potter. And when are you chayev v'tzorich lekalba ilafrei lechoshiv mekalkul? And then is v'chayev afilo Rabbi Yehud. V'chayim mashma besamach b'toich perish Rashi. Nazivot ha'bezois givizim from Rashi. Because Rashi says that the tzor, the tzorch lekalboi, tzorch laafroi, that's called a tikkun according to Rabbi Yehuda, mishum tikkun acherim. So Weiss toys that it is only considered a tikkun according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rav Shimon, it's not considered a tikkun. So let's look at the Gemara. So Rav Abo says, kol ha-mekalkel and pturim. So Rav Abo is going according to Rav Shimon. And Rav Yochanan is saying, there's no such thing. And if you are chayiv, it's only when you are mesakin. Chayivul betzorich lekalboy, mavir betzorich lafroy. So Rav Yochanan is saying, no, we don't paskin like Rav Shimon. We paskin like Rav Yehuda. The kosher. So Tosis asks on Rashi, dim kein amai omelei poik tani lebo, the otu mishim de svila rei ki Rabbi Yehuda, if Rabbi Yochanan personally holds like Rabbi Yehuda, man de tone ki Rabbi Shimon mishaskin elai, if I say poik tani lebo, he paskens like Rabbi Shimon. The chiai gavne porich per kamed de chul.